Merry me, and welcome to Folk Spirits, a podcast exploring history, witchcraft, and the paranormal. Today, we're going to talk about the history of witchcraft. And before I forget, happy early Samhain. If it's your first time celebrating, I recommend Lady Bridget's website for more information on how to celebrate the holiday. Let's dive in. The word witchcraft means craft of the wise, and it is the oldest religion in the world. Its practice has survived through generations of practitioners passing down their traditions. Oftentimes, normal people didn't know about witchcraft, which led to mistrust of people who did. Witches were respected members of their societies. Witchcraft originated with earth worship and nature as a god. Witchcraft not only meant magic, but also healing through potions, herbs, oils, and other home remedies of the time. In ancient societies, women who were witches were highly revered and were put in positions of power because of their skills in healing and were able to counsel for rulers. These witches were cited with being able to help crops grow, healing the sick, and speaking with the gods for desired outcomes. It can be argued that witchcraft stems from shamanism in African tribal culture, and especially from ancient Egypt. In ancient Rome, witchcraft was a common form of profession as they would be paid for their magical services. If you've ever paid for a palm reading or any other psychic service, now you know where the practice comes from. Christian teachings cause a misconception that witches are inherently evil and that they worship the devil. Many people today view witches as malevolent and witchcraft as taboo. Because of the political power of Christians in medieval Europe, witchcraft became a crime that was punishable by death in countries like England. In the medieval times, people attributed devil worship, and thus witchcraft, as to why God would punish them with the plague. The idea that women were the weaker sex meant that they were easier for the devil to persuade, meaning women were perceived as more likely to be witches. Witch hunts became increasingly popular in Europe, the worst of which occurred in France and Germany. Hundreds of women would be condemned to death. In some towns, there were no women left by the end of the witch hunts. Many witches were condemned by things as simple as a mole or a birthmark. However, only those that confessed would be executed, and so they tortured women into submission. Witchcraft was brought to North America by Europeans who wished to practice in the new country. Many Native American cultures as well practiced similar forms of paganism. Hysteria over witches led to events such as the Salem witch trials, which may be explored in this podcast series. The supposed witches executed in the Salem witch trials were likely not even real witches, as they lived in a Puritan society where it'd be incredibly unlikely. Wiccans, some of the most common practitioners of modern witchcraft, follow a code of morals that promote healing and harming none. Wiccanism, as a modern religion, is said to have started in the 1950s. It's important to know that not all Wiccans practice witchcraft, and some choose it as just a religious path. Witchcraft by itself has a wide range of forms, including African, Appalachian folk, hereditary, or simply traditional, just to name a few. Many practice with tools such as tarot, essential oils, or even just organic material they found in their own backyards. That'll be all for Folk Spirits today. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please follow it for more episodes.